Hello and welcome back to It's In Her Planner, the podcast. I'm going to say this is episode number two. Does an intro count as an episode? I'm not sure, but we're going with it. This is episode number two, and I guess it made sense to start with an episode about who I am, my background, and why I've decided to start a podcast. But I have to be honest, it feels a little weird and slightly self-absorbed to be making an entire episode all about me, but I guess it also makes sense so you guys can get an understanding, an idea of why I do what I do and why I love the things that I love. So, I guess, really, I feel like there are just so many different sides to me. There's so many different things that I love, so I'm not even entirely sure where to start. But I guess when you're meeting someone, one of the first questions you ask is, what do you do? So what I currently do, I am a current serving member of the Queensland Police Service. I'm working as a general duties officer at the moment, and I have been doing that for, I just ticked over 9 years, which seems insane to me. When it comes to policing, I have worked a number of roles since I joined and in a different range of locations. I went to the academy in Townsville, which for those of you who are listening and considering a career within the QPS, I would highly recommend the Townsville Academy. I loved it up there. And then my first posting was actually out to Mount Isa, which is, unless you know Mount Isa, you will not have any idea where the fuck it is. But it's northwest, essentially, in the middle of Queensland, in the middle of nowhere. I did some time in Normanton, which is even tinier. And then since then, just Brisbane, which I now call home. So, honestly, being a police officer, this is the longest job I've ever had. Before that, all of the jobs, I've really only had quite temporary jobs. And the reason for that is because for so long, since I started working and then in my early 20s, I just didn't think that it was worth my time to stay in a job unless I truly loved it. I also was quite an adventurous and curious person, so I found it easy to move on from jobs unless it was really, you know, filling my cup up. I'm like, well, I'm just going to try something different. So this is the longest job that I've ever had. And I think being a police officer has made a huge impact on me as a person and was also the reason that I decided to start my own business as well. So they kind of go hand in hand with each other as to, you know, it has been some of the best time of my life, but it has also been some of the worst. And I'll probably go into like bigger detail around those in different episodes. But I guess for some people, being a police officer really defines who they are, and there's absolutely no judgment from me for that. But I've never thought that policing defined who I was or was like a part of my identity. I really do just see it as a job, which has made the last, I guess, 1 or 2 years really difficult with the current state of the world. When I look back and I think about who I was as a person before I joined, it does make me a little sad, to be honest, because I think, you know, it's really nice in some ways to live and go through life with rose-coloured glasses on, but, you know, for 9 years after seeing the absolute worst of humanity and what people are capable of, and, yeah, it's it's turned me into an extremely resilient person. I really don't sweat the small stuff anymore. There's a lot that I will tolerate, but I'm also like such a strong, outspoken, no bullshit type of person. And I love those things about me. So yeah, there's nothing that I regret or would take back, I guess, from being a police officer. But I am at the point in my career where I am admittedly, I'm a little tired. I truly believe it's one of the hardest jobs in the world that you can do. Yeah, I'm at the point where I don't love it anymore. And I guess right now I'm honestly just in the middle of figuring out what that means for me and what I can do to fix it, or if I'm at the point where I have to leave. Like, there's so many unknowns around it. But that's where I am at the moment. I guess another important thing about me that you should know would be that I also started Canvas, which is the business that I keep referring to. I started that 4 years ago. And the reason that I started Canvas was because I just felt really unfulfilled in my job. And I guess I wanted that creative outlet. I wanted something that was mine, that inspired me, that lit me up, that excited me. And it made sense to me because I'd always been such a planner user. Like, I cannot recall a time in my life where I haven't lived in a planner day to day, week to week. And I guess the element that it was for women, and it was about inspiring and encouraging and uplifting women and trying to get them to understand that whatever they want to do and whatever they want to achieve, they can, if they use planning and, you know, believing in themselves. That honestly did come from being in a role at work that made me feel the complete opposite of all those things. And I guess it was very selfish of me, because I guess I just created the thing that I was really wanting. The planners that I was using at the time were either really functional but fucking ugly, or beautiful but not really as functional as I wanted them to be. So I was like, you know what, I'm just gonna fucking create my own. And I went into it super naive. I had an idea, and the way that it went was actually a little sliding doors moment, I guess. At the time when I was thinking about it, I went home for Christmas, I believe it was, and home for me is Rockhampton, and I went to a tiny little island called Great Keppel Island for, I think it was New Year's, or maybe it was Boxing Day, and I met a girl there who had just moved back from England and was starting her own creative agency. And I mean, her expertise was creating brands, and taking ideas like mine and turning them into a real thing, I guess. I will do an entire episode dedicated to what it actually took and the process of starting that business, because a couple of you have actually reached out and asked for that. Because that probably will take an entire hour, to be honest, going over that entire process. But I guess that was the start of my business journey. I went in completely blind. And Canvas for me was always just about taking all of the things that I loved and believed in, and I just wanted to share that with as many people as possible. And so that was what I did for the next 4 years, for the following 4 years. I took a slight break in the middle of that and decided that I was going to run my business from a camper van, and do that whilst I traveled around Australia. So, it took a little bit of planning, and I took 12 months off from my job, bought a camper van, and took off around Australia. Again, do you know what? Looking back, I'm like, do I ever really have a fucking plan in mind when I start any of these things? And the answer is no, I don't. I just kind of jump head first and hope for the best, which I think is honestly just a really fucking good way to live your life. It stops you from getting in your own way, if nothing else. But that trip was actually a little bit of a disaster, to be honest. I think I got, what was it, maybe 6 weeks into the trip, and the whole camper van just fucking exploded in the middle of nowhere in the Northern Territory. So I think I ended up only having maybe seven months off in total. Maybe I was 3 months into the trip. Yeah, To be honest, I've kind of blocked it out. I'm still not over it. So what happened after that? I think I came back, I went back to work. And here I am today, essentially. Canvas went back to being a business that I ran whilst working full-time shift work. As I said, I live in Brisbane now. I purchased my own home on my own when I first moved to Brisbane. That's 5 years ago now. And that's something that I'm really, really proud of. And I'm just a real advocate for women, pardon me, women being on top of their finances and being confident with their finances. So if they are in a position where they want to buy a home and they don't have someone to buy it with, they can just do it themselves. If you haven't noticed yet, I'm a staunch feminist, and just, a real believer in women just owning it. What else is there? There will be a lot of podcast episodes where I talk about money, how I saved a house deposit, how I do my budgets, and all of those things, because I just feel like I feel so empowered when I'm across my money. And I'm just, I could talk about money till the cows come home. And that's not to say that I'm an expert and I'm all over it, but I just think when you start taking those steps towards becoming someone who is, financially secure and confident, and you just feel good. You just fucking feel good, I guess is what I'm trying to say. I have the world's most perfect dog, and his name is Albert. If you're following me on my Instagram page, he is a regular. I got him about, what was it, like 2.5 years ago, and honestly, my life has never been the same. I fucking love this dog. Is that weird to mention so strongly that you own a dog? But I do. I really love him. What else am I passionate about? I am passionate about, I guess, if you want to put it all together, I'm passionate about planning, but inside of that, I'm passionate about movement and exercise. I talk a lot about the benefits of planning and doing all of these things like movement, for your mental health. So I have struggled on and off with mental health issues, anxiety, depression for, I'm going to say, since I joined the QPS. I feel like I'm a constant work in progress when it comes to mental health and things like that, and just doing everything I possibly can to ensure that I am in the best space I can possibly be. And how I do that is through planning. And not only just for that, but also to just achieve all of the things that I achieve, whether it's on a day-to-day basis, a weekly basis, or a yearly basis. I strongly believe that there's no such thing as a quick fix for me. All of my wins and all of the good things that have ever happened to me have come from those small, consistent, actions that I'm doing daily that you don't realize at the time will all build up to get you your wins further down the track, which is why, and I'll talk about this later, which is why, my yearly planners are yearly planners. I'm running a membership that goes for an entire 12 months. So coming to the tail end of this year's membership with the girls, and like I said, there is a reason why I'm spending an entire year with them instead of promising them results after 4 to 6 weeks. I just don't believe that, unless you can maintain something long term, it's not worth doing, because you're going to, commit to 4 weeks and then just fall off the bandwagon, which to me just, unless it's manageable long term, why fucking do it? What else is there? I just feel like I sat down yesterday. I was like, right, what am I going to talk about on the podcast? How many episodes am I potentially going to make? And without even thinking about it, I think I came up with like 32 episode ideas. So if you can't tell, I have a lot of opinions about a lot of different things. I've traveled a lot. Travel is something that before I had my house, was something that I did quite religiously. And then obviously once a mortgage comes into it, it takes a little bit more planning, and you can't just go, hey, mum, I'm going to Europe next week for 3 months, I think. And I haven't booked a return ticket. So these were the things I did before I had adult responsibilities. But traveling is a big thing for me, and I can't wait to start traveling again if COVID allows. But in the interim, I also still own, not the camper van that blew up, but I do also have a smaller camper van that I love using on my days off and weekends, and can just get away and chill out. I think I skipped over it before. The things that I'm passionate about. So the things that I'm going to be talking about more than anything else, I guess, is like planning, movement, money, mindset. I think we should always be growing, always be learning, self-care, and not just running bubble baths and having wine and chocolate, although that is also very important, but just other ways that you can take care of yourself and make time for yourself, because I really don't think that we do that enough, and that is the reason why people burn out when they burn out. And trust me, I know, because I have burnt out myself a number of times. I guess I'll touch more on the reason why I decided to sell Canvas, because it wasn't an easy decision for me. It was something that I'd worked on for 4 years, and I put a lot of my time and my energy into it. But I think I had to start practicing what I was preaching, and something had to give, because I was at the point where I wasn't loving doing it anymore. And I think if you're going to start a business, you really have to love it. I think failure is inevitable unless you live it and breathe it and just really embody everything that it's about. So for me, I guess I really relished in the last, 4, 6 months since I sold Canvas, or really handed it over. And I have honestly loved the time off, when my days off are my days off, and I can go to the gym and I have time to go and get a coffee afterwards and not be stressed about my to-do list and the things that I have to do. I'm not dreaming about it. I'm not, you know, there's just so much involved. And at the beginning I really thrived off it, but towards the end I was just super tired. And it's been, 4 to 6 months. And whilst I have been through that stage of really just relishing in the downtime, I'm also at the point now where I'm like, okay, I need something to fill my cup up again, and I need something that I love and I'm passionate about. And It's In Her Planner made sense for me, because I still, you know, truly believe in all of the things that I believed in when I owned Canvas. But for me, this is just a way for me to talk about it in a way that I'm comfortable with and that still fits in with my life, and fits around all of those things and the habits that I've implemented in the last 6 months that have led me to the point where I am the happiest, healthiest version of myself. I can honestly, hand on my heart, say that right now. And there's a number of reasons for that, but I am just in such a good place at the moment that I'm like, I've learned so much about what's important, how to make that happen for you, that I'm like, I really just want to share my experiences with that and find the people that it relates to. So I guess that's me in a nutshell. How long did that take? About 20 minutes. I did want to, I think I wanted to introduce either like a deep dive topic or a hot topic, for the end of each podcast. Maybe it'll go in the middle to break things up. I'm not quite sure, but I'm not going to do that for this one. I just wanted to introduce myself. And for those of you that don't know me, let you in a little bit more about me. Hopefully that has sort of cleared, or I don't know. Do you feel like you know me after listening to me for the last 20 minutes? So yeah, I'm just going to end it there. Episode 2 has been fun. You'll be interested to know I'm currently sitting in a walk-in robe with Albert beside me, of course, because the next door neighbor's kids are currently playing the trumpet. They play a number of instruments, and I can tell you right now, when I'm on night work and I have finished work at 6 o'clock in the morning and I'm trying to get to sleep, it is not a good time. And I don't think it's going to be a good time whilst I'm trying to record a podcast either. So we work with what we've got. But that's all for today. Thank you again for tuning in. This is weird. I feel strange, but we will progress. Maybe soon enough it'll become like second nature to me. But anyway, episode 2 done. Have a great weekend. But then I'm like, you can't say that on a podcast because someone might only listen to it on a fucking Tuesday. So anyway, thanks for tuning in.